shouldn't you be playing some jazz or something here? Something really smooth?
Or he did. You missed it. What are you doing? You punking me again on my own show? You're punking me?
No. As I explained, punking is usually the term saved for Bubba and his nice little roommate in prison. No, that's not a punk. Just saying hi.
Well, you know, I sent a little clip, a bumper music Mike played for me, to that special little person that doesn't want to share his jazz with me, doesn't want to listen to jazz with me. I sent out a nice clip from Lindsey Webster, beautiful voice, and I'm assuming that I'm going to get an email saying something. I may have to put that one on block. I don't know now, but I just told him to take a good deep breath, relax, and look at the bright side. The glass of water is not always half empty or it's half full. Try to be positive. And jazz music relaxes me. I'm never violent, John, when I have jazz music in my life. I can listen to some headbanger music and go out there and start beating up somebody in a heartbeat. But I can't do that if I listen to jazz music, so it kind of brings me down. And with all this crap going around in the world here, Brett Kavanaugh and storms, Florence, and everything else going so bad, it's nice to come back down and say, here's some nice, relaxing music.
Shouldn't we be charging per hour for this therapy? Well, I'm going to go do something important. I'm either going to watch a football game or I'm going to cook dinner. I don't know which. But
well, I'm glad you're on here because I want to say something. We're going to talk about that the movie tomorrow, right? The movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give people the link to that so they can watch it so we can all kind of break it down tomorrow. But I liked it. Did you like it?
Well, all except the military part in the middle of this. And what we're talking about, why don't you let them know what we're talking about, Steve?
Yeah, there's a movie out there by Steve Bannon called Trump at War. So if you go to TrumpandTheWar.com, you can actually find the link. You'll have to sign up, put your name, your email address, and I think, didn't it also have a zip code?
Yeah, it did.
And what it does, it sends you the link to your email. Watch it. It's an hour and 14 minutes long documentary, Trump at War. And it's impressive. I was a little disturbed by the beginning of it, and it got better and better. And I love the ending. But we'll talk about that on Monday, tomorrow night.
Sounds good. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your show, Steve.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Okay. Nice when the boss jumps in here and joins me. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here. I still got Fred in Michigan. Fred, you still there?
Hey, I am, brother. I am. Thank you.
There you go. Go for it.
Okay, and speaking of music, it is therapeutic. There's even people who specialize in music therapy.
Right.
And, wow, jazz. In fact, last night I was feeling the downers, and I was able to fire up my 44-year-old Westinghouse boombox, there's a communitarian college Saginaw, Michigan. Anyway, every Saturday night, all night, it's jazz, and they were playing European jazz groups. Guy by the name of Peter Bates, I remember one.
Okay.
You're right, man. The jazz is amazing music. No, absolutely. And you know what? I also heard a sweetheart that I remember from junior high, and Belinda Carlisle.
Oh, yeah.
And she's from Aussie land. And, you know, she tweaked me to remember a true blue Aussie patriot, Brendan O'Connell. Mm-hmm. Speaking of solutions, my friend, what we need to do, John Kennedy was sounding the bugle, the trumpet, regarding secret societies and taking them on at his level. Mm-hmm. And what we need to do is focus. I caught a reverb of you calling into Chris Hinckley last 17 November.
Okay.
Chris was addressing the monitoring system.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I neglected to mention is the fact that according to the Talmud, And this is Werner Sombart, 1911, The Jews and Modern Capitalism. He's a big-time Talmudic Jew, and he's laying it out that all things monetary, economic, fiduciary, including the creation and issuance of money and credits, emanates from the Talmud. And when you look at the Federal Charter, U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2, which is a one-liner right after the main paragraph, says right. Borrow money. Congress will have power to borrow money on the credit of the United States.
Right.
Did not say United States of America. Said United States, and it was capitalized, intimating it's a corporation. All of the colonies formed as crown colony entities
right.
That ultimately broke away because they formed their own currency, and Benjamin Franklin told the monarchy of England in 1763, when I guess they summoned him over there or whatever, and they inquired as to how is it you folks are flourishing. He says, well, you know, we've got our own, we have our own commercial currency for trade purposes.
Right.
So they set about to put the screws to that. So what I'm leading up to here is this. What they did, the Talmudists in FDR's administration, and the reason I bring up Brendan O'Connell, everyone has to hear this. And I'm going to give out my phone number on the air. Anyone in the audience that wants to correspond with me on this, I admonish you to do that. And my number is 810-908-5019, 810 in Michigan, 908 like September the 8th, and then 5019 like 1950 but reversed, 5019. And Chris in Las Vegas, I hope you heard that. Okay, now, O'Connell IDs the fact that FDR's administration was full of Bolshevik Jews.
Right.
And they masterminded this system of hypothecation. They secretly pledge as the securitization our bodies, our sweat equity labor, our real-world physical assets attached to our corporate identity name in all caps. That is the securitization which makes us the creditors for the FRN fiat debt currency. There's even a dude on YouTube. His name is David Merrill. In 1978, as a law student at Georgetown U Law School, he brought legal action against the Federal Reserve that forced disclosure on the subject matter, Title 12 USC, regarding the fact that since we are the collateral, the securitization of the credit equity system of FRNs, we are the creditors. We are not the debtors.
Right.
So what we have to do, and I'm sure JFK would have done this for his fellow Americans. He was already proving in most instances that this was his job. He said we were born to be free and independent, and it was his job to see to it that that come to fruition. So all we have to do is a switcheroo from FedRes, like Ron Paul says, terminate FedRes. We withdraw, you know, systematically FRNs, and we substitute, let's say, U.S. Treasury notes backed by our. We form a public central bank, which is collateralized, securitized with what I just described. And there are others who will say, this guy John Nash, who is an expert on all things monetary, economic, that, well, okay, let's reestablish. Wouldn't it be great if we had a unified force or network leading the charge, the bugle, to reestablish small family organic farms? There's even a thing called biodynamic farming. Mm-hmm. And the Amish know all about it. The Mennonite know all about it. I know people right here in Genesee County, Michigan, that are organic farmers. Okay? But we have to put asunder the monetary system that's funding Archer's Daniel Midland, Monsanto, Monsatan, etc. from these satanic Talmudic Jews and their Talmud. We have to confront this. And yes, we can do it diplomatically. We can do it forcefully. We can do it scholarly. Because they themselves have provided the silver bullet ammunition. Okay? Mm-hmm. The federal charter mandates gold and silver coin. Article 1, Section 8, Article 1, Section 10. No state shall gold and silver coin nothing but as the legal tender. So all we got, and remember, 1987, the bicentennial of the Federal Charter U.S. Constitution. The libraries had these, you know, downsized handheld versions of the Declaration and the Constitution. Okay, so everyone in the audience needs to contact FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association, or you can go to Whitten Printers in Arizona. Jack McLam used to provide those to anyone that contacted him at Aid and Abet. Whitten Printers, it's a Christian publisher. It's also called Citizen Rulebook. So citizensrulebook.com, whittenprinters.com. Okay, you can get them for a buck. Then you go door to door and you say, hey, that's what I'm doing now. Remember 1987, the bicentennial?
They're I do. Say,
well, but people are going to say, well, what do you mean 1776? 1976. No, 1987. Most people I know, forget that. Might as well be the Super Bowl. You mean who won the Super Bowl? Okay. No, man, it's the federal charter. And here's what it says that is most important to us. And speaking of music and theme song, Pink Floyd, Us and Them. Pink yeah. Floyd, Us and Them. Oh, yeah. Coming Back to Life by Pink Floyd. Coming Back to Life. Oh, and the other one that I'd recommend is On the Turning Away by Pink Floyd. Oh, why do I say that? What? Here's why I say that, Steve. Back in May or June of this year, Pink Floyd was in Germany, and they were speaking out about all this, you know, forced migration terror storm activity.
Oh, Roger Waters was. Right, correct.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, what did the German Talmudic Kabbalah government operatives tell them? You're not ever coming back to Germany again. This is it.
Yep.
So
punishment for speaking the truth. Punishment.
Yeah, well, yeah. We have to, and on that matter, okay, Matthew North, before I forget, 21 July of this year at the American Awakening, you know, Michael Herzog.
Yep.
Brendan O'Connell did a solo presentation, 21 July, at the American Awakening. It's called The Chinese Communists. You know how Jones is always, the Chi-Coms, the Chi-Coms. Well, who are the Chi-Coms? They're Talmudic Israeli Jews funded by our good buddy Lord Rothschild in the Bank of England. Remember the opium heroin wars in sure. China, 1839 and then, 1842? It went on for like 14 years. Well, Brendan O'Connell goes back in history, and he provides the names, the dates, all the way up to the present, my friend, of these very same entities that are hell-bent on global conquest. And ensuring that we are their Talmudic slaves. And it's this guy O'Connell in this one presentation, he's got it all delineated. Our high-tech industry, especially the military high-tech, including Raytheon, Intel, et cetera, even Martin Marietta, they've set up shop. There's some big-time R&D high-tech facility in a suburb of Moscow, and this was brought out by American Intelligence Media. Douglas Gabriel, a former Jesuit, former NSA. Michael McKibben of Columbus, Ohio. Leader Technologies. Their astonishing internet technology was stolen from them by these Talmudic Jew operatives operating through the CIA and the Clinton Senior Executive Service and aimfortruth.org. They have many presentations. That's where I learned that the Sunburn super hypersonic missile is a Raytheon creation, and they're over there outside of Moscow developing all this technology. You know who facilitated that? AIPAC.
Yeah.
AIPAC and all the rest of these Talmudic Jew lobby. We got to outlaw them, man. We got to make them enemies of us, enemies of America. Are all these Talmudic Jew lobbying organizations, man? If I had the power, they would be rounded up. I would bring all the military home, shut off all the military bases. The troops would be sent out to round up all dual Israeli Americans, especially PNAC and Council on Foreign Relations, etc. All these frickin' Talmudic Jew foundations. We send them over to the Bikini Atoll. They can live out at the Bikini Atoll. What do you think of that?
I'll sign up for it. I'll sign up for that one. I agree. We can't have dual citizenship. And yes, we need to think about America first. And that's it. I'm going to be selfish on this one. America first. If we can help others, we will. But America first. Hey, thanks for your call, Fred. I appreciate it. And I'm going to go on to the John in Austin. But I thought this was John Stadmiller, but it turned out it was Scottish John. So Scottish John in Austin, if you're still listening, please call back. I'm looking at my screen here, and all I saw was John in Austin. I figured John just came in on the show. It was John Stadmiller, but there is another John in Austin. So John, Scottish John in Austin, please call back. Getting back to the Brett Kavanaugh witch hunt here. God, we got witch hunts everywhere. We got Robert Mueller, the witch hunt against Donald Trump on the Russian collusion. We got witch hunts everywhere. When they don't like something, they seem to manufacture something. And, well, they kind of did the same thing with Donald Trump. They started off with the sex stuff, and that didn't stick because, well, you know, having a little fling with an ex-porno actress doesn't violate the law. I mean, it's a personal law, maybe your law of marriage, but it doesn't violate any laws that they're going to enforce. They certainly don't enforce that. They probably should, but they don't. If they did, half of this country would probably be in prison right now. And they just don't have enough prison space for people who commit adultery in their marriages. So if we can forget that one ever happening, and the entire Congress would have to be replaced. We'd be in some serious trouble if they enforced that one, wouldn't we? But, you know, going back to, I was thinking about this whole thing, how this, it seems to continue on. We keep hearing about the accusations and allegations, and now rumor is proof also. But I looked back a while back, and I started thinking about this when it first happened with Bill Cosby. Now, Bill Cosby is going to be doing some prison time here. Prison time based, no evidence, but accusations, allegations, and rumor. And that women came up and said, he did this to me, he did this to me. And some other woman came back behind him and said, well, yeah, he did that to me too, and did that to me too. So do you have any, let's say, lab proof that you were drugged? No. Anything else that would be evidence to convict this man that what you say he did is true? No. But I'm telling you he did, and this woman here can collaborate, and this one can collaborate, and this one can collaborate. So I guess if you get enough people who collaborate a story, you really don't need physical evidence and physical proof to send somebody up the river. So Bill Cosby is going up the river. But what is interesting is the Cosby Show is still on TV. I hate the man so much. Why is it still on TV? Off the beat path. We'll be right back.
limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Thank you, Mike, for that one. That brings back some more great memories for me. 1976, Market Square Arena concert. I saw the Doobie Brothers for the first time with my big bro. Opening band was a brand new guy on the scene, Mr. Eddie Money, Two Tickets to Paradise. That was probably one of the best times of my life here. Big brother and I sing a concert together, and I remember that song so well. Great song. We go back to the phones. We got Scottish John in Austin. Sorry about that, Scottish John.
That's all right, mate. I'm just dying to know something. That song you open up with at the top of the hour every week, what is it?
Oh, that's The Fix, Stand or Fall. The Fix.
Never heard of them, man. But
yes, the Fix, F-I-X-X. It comes from the greatest hit, Stand or Fall. You've got... The Sign of Fire, a lot of great tracks. This is a great band. Actually, I saw them in Petaluma, California in 2017. I was hoping to get the guys to sign my photo of the band.
because that is the theme music I use. I wanted to tell them, hey, I use your theme music, you know, this song here for my theme music for my show. But that's the fix. F-I-X-X.
Okay. All right, mate. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. What's on your mind? Anything else? That's it?
Well, hang on. See, when I'm listening to you every Sunday, I'm playing online poker, mate, and it's my biggest tournament of the week. It's not for real money, but I'll tell you what, I'll have a go here. I'll talk to you and try and watch the screen here and not lose as much fake money as I can.
Okay.
You know, this business that's going on with this guy, the court, the judge guy, I don't know if you've heard about it, but they're having a similar case with the former leader of the Scottish National Party and the First Minister of Scotland, a guy called Alex Salmond. And he's kind of been forced to retire from politics. He hosts a show on RT. But just a few weeks ago there, just out of the blue, here, this lady comes up with this accusation. Damn, I just folded and I hit quad sixes. Damn it. Yeah, this lady has accused him of funny business some years ago. So this is in the works at the moment, and I would tie this to the fact that the way Theresa May is handling this Brexit carry on at the moment,
right?
And her government is just falling apart. It really is. Sure. But
yeah.
It shows you the state of British politics that they're still in power. Mm-hmm. It's just driving me mad because, you know, it's not a nice thing to say you hate anyone or anything, but I'm sorry, I hate the Tory party with a passion. And I never thought I could hate anyone more than I hated Margaret Thatcher. But mm-hmm. Theresa May, she's the new queen. My God, what a piece of rubbish she is.
But, yeah, I just heard on the news today that they're talking about doing a new referendum on Brexit. Evidently, they're going to give you maybe a second chance. They're going to give them a second chance to say, well, maybe you have a change of mind now. We don't want to leave, and if you don't want to leave, let's do another vote on that whole issue. But, you know, that just undermines the people's decision, the voice they had right then and there when they voted the first time. And, you know, isn't that funny how politics, well, they can if it doesn't go their way, it is in California with Proposition 8 and what defines a marriage. And California decided, you know, they didn't go along with this. Marriage was between a man and a woman. And the LGBTQ were pushing for this to include them as marriages. And the people in California had it on the ballot, and they voted no. Marriage is between a man and a woman. They still believed in that wholeheartedly. And so they weren't successful. So what happened then in California is they said, well, you people who voted, you didn't vote right. So we're going to throw out the vote. We're going to throw it to the Supreme Court and let them decide. You know what? There's nothing that more irritates me, John, is that I vote and my vote gets thrown away because it doesn't it's not going to meet their agenda. I got a problem with that, a huge problem. I'm glad I don't live in California anymore, because that was just the first sign of I don't want to live here any longer, besides becoming a sanctuary city and a sanctuary state, Santa Rosa, and the entire state now a sanctuary. I saw the signs, the writing on the wall. I want out of this state. They're in deep trouble with finances, and they're going to squeeze everybody who remains behind. I'm not going to be that guy getting squeezed. I'm out of here. I'm on my way down to Florida. Done. It's not paradise here, but let's say it's better than where I came from.
Yeah, yeah, we've got a guy running for office here. In fact, apparently he was on a live debate against Ted Cruz last night. He's a Democrat. I believe his name is Beto O'Rourke. Hang on, I hear the music there.
Yeah, yeah, hold on. We'll be right back. Short break. This is Off the Beaten Path. We're on the phone with Scottish John in Austin.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
I sing, I'm moving in stereo. Light sing, it's all inside you.
Mike, are you playing that song thinking of Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Where Phoebe Cates gets out of the swimming pool, moves her top, and walks in the bathroom. Every time I hear that song, I think of that movie clip there, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Phoebe Cates, attractive young actress. We're going to go back to, I think Scottish John is still here.
Yeah, I'm John, still here.
Yep, go for it.
All right, mate. Let me just... make a final comment about that Brexit thing. You know, when they had that, they had the vote there, what, 2 years ago, 2016, I think what happened was that the Tories at the time, led by David Cameron, I don't think they thought there was any way on earth that the British public were going to vote to leave the EU. So they were caught with their pants down, and they've just been making a complete hash of it ever since. But anyway, I wanted to... This guy, Beto O'Rourke, apparently he's a Democrat. I've never heard of him before, but I see the yard signs around the neighbourhood. And a friend of mine, she's a big Democrat supporter, and she was telling me about him. Now, I saw something posted on Facebook the other day there, and it was regarding him, and I clicked on this link, and it brought up this letter that he'd replied to someone with this letter, and I'm reading this letter, and it's to do with our support, well, I'm saying our America's support for Israel. And I'm thinking, hang on, I remember a few months back, you know who Alison Weir from If Americans Knew is? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I signed a petition on a post of hers, and a few days later, surprise, surprise, I got a letter from my senator, who I believe is a guy called Williams. He's a Republican senator for Texas. I'd never heard of him until I got this letter. So I pulled up, I went back and got that email, and I looked at the letters. They're identical letters, man. The one from Williams and the one from this guy, O'Rourke. So what does that tell you? That just made my blood boil.
Yeah, I would, me too. No doubt about it. Appreciate it. All right, that it, John? I need to move on
here.
I got to get some more of a
minute. All right,
thank you for thanks for calling back. I appreciate it. I got you messed up with the other John. That happens sometimes when John pops in and punks me like he's been doing lately. I do believe, I was going back to the Cosby case, I do believe that was kind of a pilot program for the accusations, allegations, and rumors that you could actually, if it works, hey, they're going to keep doing it. If this is the new proof, you and I, all men, we're in some serious trouble here. I don't know what else to say. Just, I guess, don't ever be caught in a room alone with one woman. Just don't ever go there. I guess you got to have witnesses everywhere you walk around with a chaperone, I guess. I don't know. Or use your technology and your phone and record things. But I have a big problem with, like I said, I almost became a victim to this. And so I take this very personal. Not as much on the line maybe as Brett Kavanaugh has, because he's, Supreme Court justice, pretty big stuff. My situation could have been just my job, maybe my reputation and my job, and maybe trying to find another job somewhere that it may have carried on with this guy here. You don't want to hire him because of this and this, which is not true. And it worked out all in my favor. But I do understand what's the stress that goes along with being a false accusation here. And I do feel for this man, because I think he is getting railroaded. And I think this thing should have never even made light of day. Because, again, it's accusations, allegations, and rumors. It's not evidence. And if it was evidence, then definitely law enforcement would have intervened and there would be an investigation and he would be charged with something. If they had evidence, they have nothing. This is just hearsay. But this is a last-ditch effort from the Democrat Party, the liberals, the Me Toos, to bring down a choice from Donald Trump, to deny him what he wants. And that's all this is about, denying him what he wants. I hope they're not successful. I really do. I hope they don't, because they'll be setting a precedent. A non-legal, legal, new legal, the new rule of law precedent that they can get away with it. And think about how many other people they can bring down now. If this thing works, how many more people can they bring down? Just like that video clip said, how many more can they bring down by just accusations, allegations, and rumors? Pretty scary to think that a man who's worked hard in his life to get his career and do well and serve his country could be brought down by accusations, allegations, and rumors. You know, I got the Sunday paper this morning. It's coming up to an end here pretty soon, because I am no longer going to take the Orlando Sentinel. That's the nearest paper that comes to me. Very poor reporting. I'm hoping that they'll actually contact me and ask me why. And their feedback department, customer service, will call me or write me and say, why don't you want our paper? You've had it for nearly a year. Why don't you want it now? Because I'm going to tell them why. The fake news, the fake reporting, the anonymous sources, I'm tired of it. I get that on TV. I don't also want to get it reinforced in the paper version of it. I want real news, and they're trying real hard to convince me that they are the real news. We're not like those other people, but no, you really are.
I've found so many flaws in our paper here. And I just got my notice in the mail, my invoice saying, you know, hey, by October 4th, you have to pay. Nope, we're not going to. We're done. I will find my news elsewhere. I'm not going to waste my time with the print version. But in today's paper today, of course, every Sunday you get the Parade magazine, a little small magazine. And I'm looking at it right now. One of the Me Tooers on there, the Actress Hollywood Me Tooers. It says here, acting set me free. Oscar-winning actress Sally Field on her traumatic childhood survival in a male-dominated business and aging with grace. Crybaby me too. She's had a great career. She's won Oscars. She's won many, many awards. She had a long, long career. I have no idea what she could be complaining about. I went into it a little bit, and she has no case. She's done very well in Hollywood. Unlike people like, let's say Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman and Shawshank Redemption, which never received an Oscar, and it should have. It was superb acting on both their parts. And I don't hear them crying, saying, you know, we should have won, we should have won. But as one of the other callers said, you know, a woman complains and a woman gripes. Whether it's legit or not, if it's not legit, we're supposed to side with them as if it is legit, give them the benefit of the doubt. And I'm kind of tired of that, you know. I believe everybody's equal, equal work, equal rewards. And I'm kind of tired of the whole, I deserve this, I deserve this. No, you deserve it if you earn it. And that's what I pretty much say to everybody. I don't give a damn what color you are. I don't give a damn what religion you have. I don't care. They shouldn't even use that word, damn. But get a little riled up once in a while. My judgment is based on the individual and their performance. And I think Donald Trump's the same kind of guy. He treats his industries the same way. If you're a producer, you stay. If you start becoming a non-producer, you're probably given a little bit of a warning and probably say, get with the program. You need to be on the right track here. You're off track. You have potential. You're not meeting your potential. Meet your potential, or there's that door. As he used to say all the time, you're fired. You're fired. And I kind of wish he had actually done that from the very, very beginning. And when he first came in, just clean house. Clean house. I can't imagine. You can't treat politics and a business the same way you would your business and politics. It's not. We found this out very fast. Donald Trump has found this out very fast, that you can't treat him the same. Loyalist from the Obama administration floating over into the Trump administration, nah, it's not going to happen. And it was a pipe dream thinking that it would happen. And I wish he'd just cleaned house. Maybe he wouldn't have had all these problems. He'd still had to be fighting the liberal left and everything, but maybe he would have had some solid players on his team from the very beginning. And I hope, Rosenstein is going to be gone here pretty soon. Jeff Sessions, out of here right after the midterms. Hopefully this will all work out. We will still control both houses. We won't have to worry about this domination of the Democrats, the liberals trying to force everything on us and basically strip of us our rights and our freedoms, which is what they want to do. They want open borders. They want everything just given to you. Socialism. Yes, we need socialism. We don't need borders. We need socialism. Well, John and I talked about this a while back. These kids don't get it. They don't get it. Socialism doesn't work. It ends when you run out of other people's money. They don't understand economics. They don't know how to balance a freaking checkbook, let alone understand economics and how to run a country. They keep thinking that we can just get money here and here, and we can pay for all the school. We'd all get free education. We get free this, free medical. Somebody's got to pay for it. And I always tell these young kids, show me anywhere in the world where socialism gives us the highest success, the lowest mortality rates in medicine. Show me where that is, where people have a better quality of life, people who aren't controlled through socialism. They look at me like deer in the headlights. They don't have an idea what socialism was all about. So thinking about what's going on here, Mike, we got somebody on the call here. Okay, let me ask this first. I'd like to think that there is light at the end of this tunnel with Brett Kavanaugh. This is a witch hunt. Hopefully all next week it'll be done and over with. Mark my words, expect the drama from this woman to cry in tears. Crocodile tears would be about right. And record this. This could be maybe Oscar material here to point out later on in the awards. I expect it. I expect fully that the mainstream media will take this and run with it and keep rehearsing it and playing it over and over and over and over, like on CNN and MSNBC and Fox. They'll just keep playing the same clip over and over again. You'll keep seeing it, watching it, going, maybe she's telling the truth. But she has no evidence, but just the tears alone. You know, they're going to try to convince you that way. I hope she's not successful, and I really do hope that Brett Kavanaugh files a defamation of character lawsuit. Whether he gets in or not, this is damage to a person's reputation. That's serious stuff. I hold that sacred. My reputation is my reputation. My reputation that's true to who I am as a person. But to have that taken away and have your name smeared in the mud, dragged through the mud, no, I don't forgive that. I'm going to hit you really hard with a lawsuit, and I hope that happens. Because you know what? As a caller mentioned, this will then go to trial. And then we're going to hear nothing, and she's going to have to pay out, or those who put her up to it are going to have to feed her the money to pay off the lawsuit because they have nothing. So what I want to say before I get this next call here, the light at the end of the tunnel. What we can all learn from this whole witch hunt, this fake witch hunt against Brett Kavanaugh, is that parents got to start talking with your kids, your high school kids. They go to parties. The parties, they have alcohol. They drink. Young women, young men there. Hormones are raging, wanting to sow their wild oats. And especially when they go off to college. Why aren't parents, I don't think they're having the talk. I don't think they're having to talk with their sons. I don't think they're having to talk with their daughters. I remember that talk. Responsibility, accountability, consequences of your actions. And for some reason, we just send them off to college and wing it and have a great time. So if we can learn anything from this woman who says that she was sexually molested, if we can learn anything from this, that maybe parents will start looking at the situation and saying, you know what, I don't want that to happen to my daughter. And talk to your son because I don't want you to get set up. Maybe we can learn something in that way, make it more positive, because what we are seeing right now is a witch hunt. But the positive side of it is teach your kids responsibility, accountability, and if you don't, you'll have consequences that could last you the rest of your life. Destroy your life. All right, go back to the phones here. Roxanne in Texas, you're on.
Hi. I just wanted to use a lawyer, Katz, for this lady, Ford. She's yes. A vice chair on one of George Soros' committees, so that tells you a lot right there where the funds are coming from. Right. And it's basically a constructed, and it all full circles back to Nellie Orr even. But it's just, to me, a constructed agenda of hysteria. Mm-hmm. Not only do we have to divide the sexes, we have to divide the races, and Soros will pick up the tab, and that's all I got. Right. Have fun. Bye.
I appreciate it there, Roxanne. No, she's right. You're right. Definitely dividing the sexes here. This is, like I said, if she's successful, this is gonna upset the office big time. People, men and women working together, and what now is construed to be sexually inappropriate. I was telling my wife the other day, walking out of a store, and I'm at the eye level of a woman walking towards me, not looking in any one specific area of her body, but just because we are at the different levels, I'm a little higher and she's a little lower as she's coming towards me. She had a butterfly tattoo between her breasts, very noticeable. Not sure why you'd do that, but I guess it's free. It's America. You can do whatever you want. But if somebody stared a little too long, at the tattoo or made a comment, I like your tattoo, which I would not do because then that would open the door to somebody saying, well, that's inappropriate. But the bottom line is, do you see where I'm going with this? You're setting somebody up who might make a comment and not mean it in a bad way, but it would be taken and turned around and used against you. I wasn't going to go there. It was an ugly tattoo to begin with. It was ugly. It was faded. It was one color. It had no color to it, just that ugly, dingy green, nasty, like somebody did it to her. Maybe she did it herself in the mirror. I don't know. But basically open that door to somebody saying you're inappropriate. You don't want to go there. So I guess the bottom line is when you walk somewhere, look up and look down and continue looking down until you make it to your car. Because if you see an attractive woman and you stare too long, you're being sexually inappropriate.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
And we are back, closing up the show here pretty soon. I want to talk about something. You know, being a parent's not easy, is it? Nobody said it was going to be easy, but You got to have the talk with your kids. Make them responsible adults. They want to be adults. They keep telling you they're adults, so they have to have the teaching from an adult to be a become adult. So, yeah, have the talk. Hopefully we can learn something from this whole witch hunt here, and that there'll be some teaching going along with their kids. They'll sit down and say, hey, make sure this doesn't happen to you. Don't get yourself in trouble. And any young girl that actually goes to a guy's room in a college dorm who's been drinking, I'm sorry, stupid. Got to go to some California kookiness here before we close up the show today. California City, latest to give sexist school dress codes a makeover. See if I can get through this real quick here. Alameda, California, the kookiness of California here. The relaxed new dress code at public schools in the city of Alameda across the bay from San Francisco is intentionally specific, mid-drifting, bearing shirts and acceptable attire. So are tank tops and spaghetti straps and other bands items such as micro mini skirts and short shorts. As students settle into the new term, gone are restrictions in ripped jeans and hoodies. If students want to come to school in pajamas, that's okay too. The new policy amounts to a sweeping reversal of the modern dress code, school dress code, and makes Alameda the latest school district in the country to adopt a more permissive policy. It says is less sexist. What the hell are we doing about sexism here? Where we're creating sexism? We're filling our heads, these kids' heads, with all this stuff. What happened to you in school and learning here? But students who initiated the changes, so many of the old rules that barred too much skin, disproportionately targeted girls, while language calling such attire distracting, sent the wrong message. Amazing here. Dress codes have long been the territory of contention and rebellion, but the reversal in Alameda shows a generational shift that students and teachers say was partly influenced by conversations on gender stemming from the Me Too movement against sexual misconduct and reassurance of student activism. Approved by the school board on a trial basis over the summer break, the new dress code is stirring back to school discussions about the role schools should have in socializing your children. There are critical voices of the new dress code. A math teacher, Marie Sue, said she's all for equality, but the new rules send an unintentional message that it's fine, even appropriate, to sex it up. You know, I don't know what's going on in California. I have no idea. That completes our show today. Health, happiness, and safe travels. For those who want to bring down their stress level, I suggest you checking out Craig Chiquiso, guitarist for Starship. Yeah, for Starship, 17 years. He's big in music therapy. See you again next Sunday, and definitely tomorrow night with John Stadmiller. We will talk again.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.